This is Freedom ERP with an above top secret member podcast in reply to Lightcast's podcast. I believe it was called Lightcast, but the subject of the podcast was regarding George W. Bush and whether he might continue in office after the elections in 2008. An interesting podcast. I appreciated the detail and information you'd put into that Lightcast, and something that I suppose, despite not being an American, probably something I needed to be interested in and should be interested in. I said just a couple of points that just sort of crop up. It appears from what you're saying and from what other people are saying is that George Bush could use executive orders and executive authority and the powers he has to actually say there is something fundamentally going wrong in this country. And I know you used the example of maybe some kind of huge terrorist activity or something major that happened leading up to the presidential elections or just after the presidential elections, that he could then use that to say, I need to stay in office, there's a valid reason why I need to do that. So I suppose fundamentally I'm saying the US appears under its constitution to have given the president the authority and the right to do this. I think this is more a question of, have you the right person as president, and that someone you are comfortable who can exercise those powers in an appropriate way that is in the best interests of the country rather than, say, in his own personal best interest. So first one is, yeah, I think he has the powers to do this one, and from all the conversations I've seen, comments, he has the power to do that one. Then I suppose I sort of look on down the thing and say, well, is George Bush smart enough in his own right to think that this is a way that he could theoretically remain in office after the elections, where, you know, it would be interesting to see what the results of those elections would be. You know, there seems to be some consensus on ATS, and with some of the threads and podcasts I've read and listened to, that, you know, are the Democrats going to win fairly heavily? I probably think that's a long way into the future. But hey, coming back on subject, is Bush smart enough? I've got to think he probably isn't. So therefore, he probably has some very good advisors around him, but who's actually pulling their strings? And I suppose this starts to lead into the whole New World Order conspiracy theories here. But, you know, how and why would Bush think that this is an appropriate thing to do? What does he gain by actually staying in office longer? I don't think personally he gains anything. And I think if you wanted to take conspiracy theories to their nth degree, it's probably because someone else wants him to be there. And then I suppose the second thing that leads on to that one is, well, if he has the authority to do that via executive order, how do you challenge it? Well, I suppose the first way you challenge it is hopefully the Democrats or people start to challenge this in the courts, and the first thing they do is go to the courts and ask for a review as to whether this is actually a legal thing for the president to do. Can he do it, yes or no? That's probably going to go ultimately to the Supreme Court, and they're going to have to make a decision. I think what is more interesting is maybe what the military might do. And, you know, as you quite rightly said in your podcast, Lightcast, you know, the president is commander in chief. And begs the question, would the military blindly follow orders issued by the commander-in-chief? That, I think, is a more, for me personally, a much more interesting discussion point. Would they? Would the military just be so blinded that they would just follow orders that came down from the president? Would the Joint Chiefs of Staff say, I'm not sure this is a good idea, we're putting our necks on the line? Now that is something I think maybe we should be debating, because I'd like to think the military should be not only protecting the country but should also be protecting the people, and therefore thinking, is this the right thing for us to do? Yep, I think you find that some commanders will always obey orders that come down the line, and there are going to be some commanders that say, I'm not sure this is a good idea. And I think that's the more interesting thing. And I suppose we just take it slightly broader in a global perspective. What would the rest of the world think if the world's largest democracy and its leader decided that he wasn't going to listen to the views of the people and the electorate who have maybe voted to vote out the Democrats, or vote in the Democrats, sorry, in a very large way. You know, how does that stack up with some of these other fledgling democracies that see the US as a model to go forward on? Anyway, interesting podcast, Lightcast. I certainly want to hear some more. I'm not an American, but it's something that interests me. So keep up the podcasts, and it's coming up to 5.5 minutes. So thank you very much.